now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm your host for this very special program. And I think if you listen in for a little while, you're going to be thrilled by what you hear, perhaps a bit surprised, but also thrilled to hear someone talk who has some understanding, which is what I have. I have some understanding. Now, do you remember when you were a little child, perhaps you had a grandfather or an uncle or an aunt who had a lot of understanding? In other words, they had a sense of humor, they had a twinkle in their eye, and they weren't always upset and stressing over everything. Now, your parents may have been wonderful people, but when you were a little kid and they were younger, they stressed over everything. Stressed. Or perhaps they argued about this or that. And they were quite serious about little things that, well, in the long run, there was no need to stress over. What I mean? You spilled a little milk. They got all upset about that. Or you came home and you didn't have an A on a certain test and they were all upset about that. You see what I mean? But grandpa or grandma, if you were fortunate, or an aunt or an uncle, had understanding. Or maybe in school you had a teacher that had understanding, or a coach. They somehow were able to talk. They understood you. They understood you, and they saw the good in you. And they expected a lot from you, but they knew that you would make a few mistakes along the way. But there was some kind of a love coming forth from them. Now, it wasn't a special love for you. They just had love for everybody. Their love may very well have been tough love. In other words, you may have had a coach or a teacher that was tough, you know, made you run laps or do extra work or something. And it wasn't a condescending love. In other words, it wasn't, you know, oh, poor baby, we feel sorry for you, and nor was it where they're singling you out for special attention. You know, that can be a little scary and not always healthy. In fact, often it's not healthy. But they treated you the same way they treated everybody else, which was basically, hey, you can do it, so get with it. You see what I mean? But having said that, although they were tough with you, they always, say, somehow had a twinkle in their eye. That's about the best way I can describe it. Like Kris Kringle, like Santa Claus in the old Miracle on 34th Street movie. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. You just have to see the original Miracle on 34th Street with Natalie Wood. You'll just love it. You'll see exactly what I mean. Well, that's what you needed. You needed someone that loved you, that wasn't all emotional, that could give you an honest assessment of how you did without blaming you, without dumping on you. See, gave you a little something to work toward, saw the good in you when nobody else saw the good in you. See, everybody else was quitting on you. Everybody else was saying, oh, you're no good, you're dumb, you're this, you're that. But that person all never quit on you. See what I mean? That's what you need. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in the year 2010. And it looks like we're going to be in for a very rough ride. Very rough ride indeed. The chickens are coming home to roost, as the old expression goes. The economy is falling apart. Lots of trouble in the world. And people are going to become more and more upset, more and more anxious, more and more nervous, more and more troubled. And now what you need is understanding. You need understanding so that you might have understanding for others. I'll be right back after this announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am. Roland Trujillo is my name. I've been doing this for 20 years. I talk to people about, what do I do? I talk to people about learning to be still, learning to calm down, be less emotional, and to get back in touch with their common sense, with their intuition, with what they know in their heart of heart. Right. See, you've always had intuition. You've always kind of known. You've kind of known what's right and what's not right. And when you did something that wasn't quite right, you knew it. In your heart of hearts, you knew it. See? And you sort of kind of knew or had a sense sometimes of which way your life was to go. You had certain interests, certain talents. But what happened along the way is that you became externalized. You became externalized, and you lost your rapport with your intuition. Now, your intuition is actually from God. And by your intuition, you wordlessly know which way to go or not go. You know when something's not quite right, when something is wrong, and you oughtn't to do it. You know when you shouldn't go through the door, or when you shouldn't get in the car with those kids and go out after midnight, and you know when you shouldn't steal and this and that. And then sometimes people are trying to pressure you to do this or do that, and it just doesn't sit quite right with you, and so you sense that it's not quite right. See, it's kind of a wordless knowing. Well, that's intuition, and it's from God. Yeah, it's from God. Now, and so without going into a lot of details about intuition, you just have to take my word for it. Well, no, you don't have to take my word for it. You just have to look into your own life and just see that if you had followed your intuition, if you had done what was right instead of what other people told you to do, if you hadn't listened to them when they egged you on to do something that was not right, or when they teased you or tempted you or challenged you to be ambitious and to study and to perform and to see and to and to go down paths you normally wouldn't have gone, then if you had always followed your intuition, then you would have been safe. See, you sense that, don't you? And the other thing is, you can sense that somehow you don't have this intuition, or you've lost track of it, because things aren't working out in your life. You always, you know, you find the wrong boyfriend or girlfriend, you marry the wrong person, you get the wrong job, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you say the wrong things at the wrong time. See, when you should be soft, you're hard, and when you should be hard, you're too easy. See, you can't say no to people. You try to people please, and then you can't say no, and they make demands, and then later you resent them. And so you can see how all of that is happening, right? Okay, well, I say that your intuition is an infallible guide if you could just get back in touch with it again. And it would be like the internal teacher. Like the internal teacher. But I'm not talking about some weird, weird guides or spirits or weird, voices talking to you. You know, all those, you got to watch out for those. Run for the hills from those, you know what I mean? But I'm just talking about just a simple, quiet knowing. You know, like when you were a little kid and you were sitting there and you could see that certain people were weird when you were a little kid. You could see that some guy was weird, or that some relative you had was weird, or something was weird. Some concoction that people were making to eat, making a big deal about how wonderful it was. You saw that it was weird. And some of the things that people do, you saw that it was weird. Well, that's your intuition. See? Now, when you were a little kid, well, they just slapped you around and said, hey, you don't know nothing, you know, and they said they tried to make you feel weird. So pretty soon you started to shrug your shoulders and just go along. And you found out that if you just go along and you don't rock the boat and you pretend not to see what you see, and you just give them back what they regurgitate what they told you. You go to a class, they say, the teacher says this and that, so you just give it back to them on the exam and you get a good grade, and then, see? Then you get into a comfort zone and you learn to point out other people's weaknesses or wrongs, and they won't point yours out. And you go along to get along, see? Well, the trouble with that is that living that way, see, you fall farther and farther away from your God-given intuition. And then the day, see the day, look. And then the other thing is, why do you suppose that you're so nervous and anxious and worried and fretful and, you know, irritable and all those type of things? Well, of course, it could be that you're eating too much sugar or drinking too much coffee or getting too much aspartame in your diet soda, which I wouldn't touch the stuff. See, or maybe too much MSG in all the processed foods. But, you know, it could be something like that, of course. So it couldn't hurt to start eating more healthily. But, when you look at things, all of these anxiousness and nervousness and worry and all these type of things, can't you see that they have something to do with a lack of faith? A lack of some kind of basic faith. When you were a little kid, you just sort of did one thing after another. You lived life spontaneously and intuitively. See? But now look at you, you're all tied up in knots and all trying to plan for the future, plan everything, and then what your plans don't work out, then you worry some more. Can't you see that by sitting around and getting lost in thinking and planning and scheming and worrying, you're simply bypassing intuition? See, you're trying to figure it out instead of letting intuition guide you. See? Now the thing is, now how did this come to pass? Well, another reason that this came to pass is that see, the powers that be in the world, the powers that be, why, they have, they make a lot of money, and they get a lot of nice perks and a lot of nice benefits, see, and they have big positions and titles and degrees, and they get to boss other people around, see, and how do they get that? How do they get that way? How do you get to the point where you have all of these, see, where people can't figure things out for themselves anymore? See? So you need comedians to make you laugh and teachers to tell you how to tie your shoelaces and the religious clergy to tell you how to be and more classes and more universities and more study, and then you need entertainers to dance around and make music to entertain you, because you can't entertain yourself. See? So eventually, can you see how we get to the point where we can't do anything for ourselves anymore? We need someone to motivate us, to stimulate us, to tell us what to do, to prod us, to challenge us. Well, you see, the worse off we are, the more power they have, and the more they have job security. You see? Be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity. You'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am. Roland Trujillo is my name now. Can you not see that I have understanding? Can you not see that I have understanding? See, and can you not see that I'm flowing spontaneously? See, I don't have any notes in front of me. No notes, nothing pre-planned. I turn the microphone on and I start talking, and then good stuff comes out, and I'm surprised at what comes out. It's always different than what I thought it would have been. But it's good. It's good stuff. See? And then when it's done, I can't remember what I said, but I know it was good, and then I move on to something else. Then it's even better. See? And as I speak, I learn for myself sometimes. It's because I'm in touch with my intuition. See? Then if I go out in the world and I try to, and I maintain this this calm state of being where I'm close to my intuition, then life is simple. And luckily, your intuition will, if you learn how to get close to your intuition, it's like real-time help or just-in-time help. If you go out in the world and there you are and you're getting all caught up in a conversation, someone's pulling you into an argument, for example. They're pulling you into an argument, and all of a sudden you'll just realize that you're being pulled into an argument, and you'll stand back. See, you'll step back and you won't be in the argument anymore. You'll be driving down the road and all lost in thinking. Then all of a sudden you'll realize that you were lost in thinking, and then you'll pull out of it and you're not lost in thinking anymore. See? Or some friends are going to pressure you, and they're making you you beginning to feel emotional, and they're challenging you to do this and to that. And then all of a sudden you see what they're up to. You stand back. See, but instead of going along with them, or instead of becoming resentful or angry or anything, you just stand back and you just watch them out there, challenging and teasing and goading, and you see what they're up to. They don't even know what they're up to themselves sometimes. See, and you just let it pass, and you're safe. See, so this intuition is very important. So here I am. Now what do I do? Well, kind of, you could call me a life coach. You could call me a life coach. And I help people to get back in touch with their own intuition. See, so I'm a little bit of a guide here, a little bit of a teacher. Mainly, my purpose is to awaken you to the fact that you've fallen away from your intuition and give you a few hints as to how it's happened. See? And then I show you how to get back in touch with your intuition and how to stay in touch. Now that is what I do, see, is really a wonderful, wonderful thing. And nobody's going to do that for you. Like I said, they don't know how, they are lost, they have fallen away from their own intuition. See? And they don't know how to show you. They don't even know that they've lost intuition. They're all caught up in studies, studying, and, well, you know how it is with people. See, so they can't help you. See, they can't help themselves either. And the other thing is that all they know, see, that's all they know. It's like, remember the powers that be. All they know is how to goad you and challenge you and tease you and emotionalize you. And see, so for a long time, that's what you were involved in, but maybe now you can see that it's not to your best interests to be a victim, to be dependent on other people to tell you what to think and feel and to stimulate you and everything. You should be self-motivated. Well, you can become self-motivated and self-confident if you get back in touch with your intuition. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. So, I've made my case. You need to get back in touch with your intuition again. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't go out and, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't go out in the world and work and have a job and earn money and maybe take some classes and do things. It doesn't mean any of that at all. It doesn't mean you can't start your own business. This intuition is very, very practical. See, it helps you to calm down. It helps you to begin to see clearly. And to move spontaneously, and not have conflict, see. And then to be able to enjoy any of the things that you do and the things that you have. See, so it's a very practical thing. Very practical. And let me mention, it's the other place where it comes in handy is what I was going to say earlier. Is that when in life. When we're faced with very delicate moments, like with your wife or your husband or with your children, very delicate moments, when you need to know when you need understanding, see, that's when your intuition is there for you. Now, remember I began by talking about when you were a little child, maybe you knew someone who had understanding, an aunt or an uncle or a grandpa or a teacher or a coach. Well, you see, why did they have understanding? Because they still were close to what they knew in their heart. They still had their intuition. See, they hadn't been educated out of their intuition. They hadn't become the total intellectual. See, or because they were capable of setting aside selfishness. See, to really want to know what is the right thing to do by someone. See, so they didn't try to use you or abuse you or take advantage of you or manipulate you or do something to you. They just looked at you with their heart. See, and so you sensed that they had an understanding. Okay, now that's what we need. We need coaches with. See, I was going to say we need coaches that have understanding. That doesn't mean they can't have knowledge about coaching, but they need understanding. We need teachers. We need administrators. We need politicians. We need parents. We need husbands. See, fathers with understanding. We need love, but love comes from within. See, when you do what you know is right, it is right in your heart. When you really and truly want to do the right thing and you search delicately within, that's very close to love. Okay? All right. So now you see what has happened. You've doubted your intuition. You fell away from it. You became externalized. The powers that be on the outside, well, they said do this and do that. Basically, they told you to follow the path they had followed. That's all they know. All they know is to fail and then to someone to challenge them and tease them, and then they get angry and then they try, and then they set more goals and higher goals, and it's an endless process, never ending, always wanting more and more and more. See, there's no joy in it ultimately. So I say you need to get back in touch with your intuition, and that's what I can help you to do. Okay? Now, I have a very nice website.
It's you go to Coach Roland, COACHROLAND, CoachRoland.com. And there you will begin to, you'll be able to click on some links there to some of my blogs. You'll be able to begin to read some of my blog posts, listen to some audio, and check out the meditation that I have. I have a free meditation. It helps you to calm down. Get back in touch with your intuition. Okay? That's what I do. It's a very, very noble endeavor. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Well, I've got a lot of resources for you. And not only that, but I'm available live, you know, for chat, for email, or for telephone consultation on live person. I'm actually available for that. And I've written books and lots of articles. There's lots of, I have a tremendous amount of resources for you to avail yourself of, most of which are free. And so please, I encourage you to take advantage of this wonderful service here. Once again, if you go to CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland.com. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.